The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. At the first meeting of the International Solar Alliance in New Delhi this week, President Emmanuel Macron of France pledged $850 million to the alliance, underscoring France's commitment to renewable energy. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the treaty-based organization in 2015. With 60 signatories, the International Solar Alliance aims to raise $1 trillion in funds to develop solar energy. The President of France, Emmanuel Macron.
We know the hurdles. They are financial, regulatory, and on the capabilities. We have to methodically overcome them one by one.
The ISA funds are intended to harness the potential of sunny yet poor nations in emerging economies. India, the world's third largest polluter, is undergoing spectacular growth in its solar sector and is on track to becoming one of the world's largest clean energy markets. At the ISA meeting, Emmanuel Macron urged faster action against climate change and encouraged private investment in the renewable energy sector. He says solar investments are becoming more profitable.
In order to reach the goal of $1,000 billion, which are needed to get to 1 TW of solar energy by 2030, we need private investors.
Prime Minister Modi and Macron opened a new 100-megawatt solar plant near India's holy city of Varanasi on Monday. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is expressing relief his nation's industries will not be subject to new tariffs on aluminum and steel exports. Prime Minister of Australia Malcolm Turnbull.
So this is a real example of a win-win. We've got jobs in Australia, jobs in the United States. The tariff would simply have put jobs on both sides of the Pacific at risk.
U.S. President Donald Trump signed orders for a 25% hike on imported steel and a 10% hike on aluminum last week, saying a strong American steel industry is vital for national security. While Brazil and South Korea remain among the large steel exporters targeted by the new tariffs, Trump exempted Canada, Mexico, and Australia. The news sent shares of Australian steel exporter BlueScope up 3% on Monday. Mark Vassella is the CEO of BlueScope Steel.
A fantastic outcome, a great outcome for Port Kembla. We're a large employer in the U.S., 3,000 jobs, $3 billion worth of assets on the ground in North America.
Trump's new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will take effect on March 23rd. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.